So hi everyone, welcome to a Sunday episode. It's the ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom. And this is where I bring you shorter episodes with lots of wisdom. I've tweaked it, I've edited it down to really ensure that you get a 15-20 minute blast to help you on your week ahead. And today's episode is with the fantastic Adele Wimsett. She is a women's hormonal health practitioner. She understands ADHD and hormones like no other. She's also a guest on my ADHD hormone series, a really fantastic guest that really helped connect lots of dots about ADHD cycles, hormones, and why it's so important that we understand this. She is passionate about taking women from striving to thriving and supporting them to feel good instead of tired, overwhelmed, and depleted by harnessing the power of our menstrual cycles. I really hope that you find this episode as powerful as I did when I first spoke to her. And if you are interested, please do go to my ADHD hormone series, because you'll then get so much more insight about all the different elements of hormones, lifestyle, nutrition, really understanding and connecting the dots between all the different health issues, women's health issues and hormonal issues that you may have faced over your adult life and how that can be linked back to your ADHD. But for now, let's hear from Adele.
So I think the fundamental thing to realise is this saying, men are linear and women are cyclical. And you start thinking, okay, what does that mean? So from puberty to death, men's hormones do exactly the same thing. They decline slightly, but they do every single day. What's going on from a hormone perspective is the same. But for women who are cycling, it changes every single day. So the hormones in our body don't just give us a period, which is the phase that we're familiar with, or I'm bleeding, or the leading up to it. We're oblivious usually to the fact that we have anything else going on in the rest of the time. Yet these hormones peaking and troughing in different, they play multiple roles in the body. They affect our cognitive function, our mood balance, our digestion, our immunity, our gut health, our skin elasticity, our temperature. They affect everything. And yet we're expected as women to show up like men do, being the same every single day. And we aren't. What is physiologically going on in our body is changing on a day-to-day basis. And that is why I think so many women crash land into perimenopause, because we've ignored this cycle for decades. And the body goes, I can't do this anymore. We kind of go, 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 which is a very masculine energy. And women are designed to be very in action and outward for some of the time and very inward and reflective and intuitive the other time. So this ebb and this flow, which correlates this link with the moon. So for women who say it may have had a hysterectomy, are taking contraception, this still applies even if you're not bleeding naturally. This still applies because we tie up with the moon. So the first day, the new moon would be equivalent to the first day of your bleed, and the full moon to your ovulation, which I can explain in more detail. But we are these cyclical beings. And when we start to understand that and apply that to our life, it changes everything. It really does. Instead of pushing through and powering through and being tired and depleted, we fill our cup and then we stop resenting everyone around us. So our relationships become more fulfilling because we've been able to honor that inner slowing down. So yeah. The cyclical nature is probably the quickest way I could summarize that.
Yeah.
We are cyclical beings.
Yeah, I love that. And it was funny because you can't see this on the podcast, but behind Adele she's got some gorgeous pictures of the different waxing and waning of the moon. And I'm obsessed with the moon. And I literally, my kids always laugh at me because I'm always like, oh, it's a full moon or it's a new moon. And I try and give them little hints and tips to work in the flow of the moon. And I feel it now that I'm so aware of the moon and the impact. And, you know, our body is, what is it, like 70% water, something like that. So if we're 70% water and the moon has controls the sea and all of that, it's just obvious that this moon is going to have an impact on us. But I love the analogy of the way the moon has a cycle and the way we have a cycle, and it's pretty much within, like, it's 29 days, isn't it, the same as our kind of average female cycle. So I mean I love that. Some people might like more the scientific side of understanding their cycle. But as women with ADHD, Am I right in saying that it's pretty normal for us to have the first half of our cycle feeling more energized and productive? Our focus and our concentration is going to be better. We're going to feel more upbeat. And because the hormones have an impact on our dopamine, estrogen depletes, our dopamine depletes, that's when we start feeling our ADHD symptoms a bit more prominently, hence the reason why perimenopause is often a time when women get diagnosed with ADHD, because we are having depleted estrogen. What can we do? Maybe we're not quite ready for HRT. Maybe we haven't hit perimenopause, but our cycles are starting to have more of an impact on us. What can women do to really harness that first half of the month or the first quarter of the month? And then what should we be doing as we get closer to our period?
Okay, so several things there. The first of all, you know, menstrual cycle awareness, this is what it's called, about understanding our cycle, about tracking our own cycle, finding our own unique rhythms. This is starting to become, you know, more and more prominent, which is amazing. But you'll read lots about it. And some women will say, well, that's not how I feel then. You know, quite often, as I've said, we've ignored this cycle for decades. And you sort of say, oh, you know, we're meant to feel amazing during this pre-ovulation phase. And we would go, well, I don't feel like that. I'm knackered. I'm worn out. And so we have to go right back to the beginning. And the first thing to do that I really encourage women to do is to track your own rhythm. And I've got a free tracker you can download off of my website. I'm a pen and paper kind of girl. I like to see it visually. And have that there. And I suggest doing that for about 3 months. And you will start to see your patterns. You will start to see the kind of clothes that you wear, your libido, the kind of food that you want to eat, the way you want to move your body, whether you want to connect with people or not, the way that you want to work. You will see for you these changes. And I think for ADHD women, we feel everything so much more. You know, we really feel this. When we're high, we're like, whoa, you know, super weary, we could take on the world. But when we crash into that lower, everything feels overwhelming. And this, I think, is one of the reasons that so many women take so long to get diagnosed, because when that estrogen is high and we're in those earlier phases, we're like, oh, actually, I'm fine. I was maybe just having a bad week last week, and we don't recognize it. So I think the important thing to say here, track your own cycle. This is like step one. And then it's understanding that you have four distinct phases every single month. Okay, so I will bring in, for women who are cycling naturally, I'll bring in the hormonal stage, and then I'll also bring in the moon phase for those who aren't or a bit more irregular. So the first phase is your pre-ovulation phase, where you're from the day you stop bleeding up until ovulation. And this is like the bear coming out of the cave after hibernation. You're coming out, and every day your energy's rising, you've got much better cognitive function, you know, the action, getting your, you know, everything. I've got post-it notes everywhere in this phase. It's a really good time to set new intentions and plan for the month ahead. Real kind of building energy in this phase. And then we peak at ovulation, when estrogen's at its highest. So this would be the equivalent of the full moon. We've got this really abundant, connected energy where we can spend quality time with our loved ones without it grating on us too much, you know, and have this really sort of abundant, positive time. And then slowly those hormones, estrogen starts to decline and progesterone rises. And progesterone can be challenging for ADHD women, you know, because of this suppressing effect on estrogen. But in this phase, so we can crash quite considerably in this phase and think, oh my gosh, I thought I had everything together, and now I really don't know what I'm doing, and I'm overwhelmed, and, you know, and that's this real flare up of PMT in this phase. So managing this phase is so important for ADHD women, particularly when we start to go into perimenopause and our cycles can become more erratic. But a way to help ground in and really still be able to slow down and honor this phase is to follow the moon. Women find this really helpful to do this. And then we go into our bleed. And actually, a lot of women find relief. You know, once their periods come, it's like, oh, I just needed to bleed. And, you know, and then in quite, you know, by day two or three, that estrogen's starting to rise again. And so the most challenging part for all women, actually, if there's a particularly challenging phase of the cycle, but for ADHD women in particular, it's that luteal phase. And that is the phase where our body is screaming at us to slow down. You know, from an evolutionary perspective, all we're meant to do is have babies and die, right? That's like literally what we're here for. So the whole body, every month, all the energy is going to your womb. Your womb doubles in size when you're due to bleed. You know, that's a lot of weight, a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to strip and shed that lining and rebuild it in a matter of days. And yet we're still powering through. We're still going to the gym. We're still socializing. We're still working. We're still, and then we go, I'm so tired. So actually when we go, no, that phase I know is really tough for me. I'm stripping it right back. You know, we can't go live in a cave or off in a red tent in debt as it was many eons ago. You know, how lovely that would be. But what we can do is buffer that time. So it's like, okay, I've got to give a presentation at work that day, but I'm making sure I take the lunch break. I'm not going to the gym after work. I'm going home. I'm running myself a bath and I'm going to sit and watch Netflix for the night. You know, it is that, and that is good because we've been conditioned to think that that is lazy, that we shouldn't be resting. But what it does is it turbocharges us for the rest of the month. And it makes us not have that inner critic. Why is everyone else coping with this? Which is such an ADHD woman narrative, right? Why has everyone else got their stuff together and I'm sat here like in carnage? Mm-hmm. And, you know, particularly in that phase, when we come back and go, no, it's just the phase that I'm in. That can be so relieving. We don't think we're going crazy. We don't think our life's falling apart. I know in a few days' time, this is going to shift and it's going to pass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just love it. It's like giving us full permission to embrace where we're at. And, you know, you were talking about going to the gym. And I know that I typically always injure myself when I working out as I would at the beginning of my cycle, you know, just 5 days, three or four, 5 days before my period. And it's like, no, because you're not designed to be doing what you're doing right now before your period. Your body wants to rest. And you know how you described about what our body internally is doing. We're not focusing on the buildup and the womb expanding and how exhausting that is and why we're craving carbs, why we're eating more. Like, it's our body needing that energy to do what it does. And we, as women, are creators. You know, I think about this from such a fundamental level. We are, like you say, from, you know, this very basic level, we're here to have babies. But we create and we birth and we are massively integral to the spinning of this world. Like, you know, if it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be humankind. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, men have some impact on it, but we are the ones that are giving birth and creating. And so we have to honor our energy and we have to honor when it's time to rest and not shaming ourselves.
I think there's a massive thing there around permission, you know, giving ourselves permission to stop. I mean, we're not great at that, let's be honest. And, you know, there's like always something, we'll get distracted by something and that, I'll just do that. And then it's like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. And, you know, giving ourselves permission to say, I need to rest in this time. I need to make my life as easy as possible during this time. And, you know, just to pick up on something that you said around wanting the carbs during this phase. I mean, ADHD women, notoriously, we're not great at remembering to eat and eat the right stuff. And then suddenly we can be in this like, oh my gosh, feed me now, give me the carbs. And actually, I think during that luteal phase, yeah, our PMT phase, yeah, it's that tends to be the most challenging phase because our blood sugars become more dysregulated and because insulin is less sensitive because the estrogen isn't there. So again, it's really important to think of that phase like actually the good proteins, the good fats, getting them in and trying to really remember to eat and prioritize food during that phase. A good protein and a good fat breakfast will just help you survive that kind of period if it is more challenging for you.
Yeah. So I've got a few questions I'm going to throw at you, and this is all personal stuff to me, and hopefully it'll help others.
Please do.
Ovulation, for me, I always have a really bad day or two. I suddenly turn into like a psycho in the middle of my cycle. And I just wondered what the ovulation's doing to my hormones and what's it doing to my ADHD and why I'm just so on edge and not a very nice version of myself.
So I'm really pleased that you asked this, because this is something, because I work obviously with a lot of ADHD women around their hormones, and quite often this is, when I was saying, you know, track your own rhythm, because it might be not what you read in the books, because ovulation time, so the centre of your cycle, can be really challenging for some women at this phase. Now, it can take a little bit of detective work to figure it out, because sometimes if you get the PMT type symptoms, it can be a histamine issue, because estrogen and histamine feed off each other, and histamine makes you feel horrible. Okay, so that could be something to look at. But I think there's also, you know, it's like, if you think of estrogen, this is how I see it. Estrogen is a bit like speed, and progesterone is a bit like cannabis. And for us, we have like this surge of estrogen coming into our brain. I think it can just wire us. I think it can make us a little bit like, whoa, you know, and have that impact. But like, there's so much research missing. We just don't know the impact on ADHD women, specifically with this hormone stuff. We're just not there with it. So we can hypothesize, but you know, you are not alone. It's not unusual for ADHD women to find ovulation quite challenging. And it's this surge of estrogen pushing up and impacting us. I think it just makes us go a bit wired.
Yeah, it really does. And I've noticed that like hugely. And then it's kind of like, what happens is I notice that before then I'm doing okay. The ovulation time is a bit like that, like checker, as in like, you know, just so you know, things are all going to go downhill from now. Mm. And that's when I start feeling my energy depleting, and when I start feeling,
I think what can happen if you notice you've ovulated just after you ovulate and you get that sinking, that I think as well, this is just my opinion based on, you know, my analysis with hormones, is that testosterone drops, which makes us feel great. Mm-hmm. Estrogen drops, and your hormones can literally suddenly drop in your body like they've gone off a ledge, you know? So you've had this high, and then it's like, woo, you can go quite quickly down before the other hormones start to move up again. So you go into this like really tricky phase of a couple of days where you've had this surge of hormones that suddenly drops off very quickly. And the other hormones like progesterone haven't started to rise enough to kind of balance that. So you go into this really tricky couple of transition days, and then it can feel like it starts to balance out again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, so it's not a simple answer. Mm-hmm. It's about looking at you as an individual and going, right, let's work out what else is going on. But they are some things that can play a role for us. And I just think we're so sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have like double the number of hormone receptors to neurotypical women.
Well, we're like empaths, aren't we? So everything we feel, like you say, we feel everything and we are... Everything is sort of exaggerated and escalated. In some ways, it's incredible. We've got amazing imaginations and creativity and energy sometimes. And then, you know, there's always, you know, there's a good side and a slightly less good side. And I think, you know, hormones, it's just another portrayal of that. Another question, and again, this is me from myself, but I have heard it from quite a lot of other women with ADHD. Why are we more sensitive to progesterone? And why does progesterone have more of an impact on us than others?
Okay, so this is really interesting. So as I said, like if you can just work with my kind of my narcotics analogy of the hormones.
Love
if you're
it.
Looking at estrogen being like this high, like, you know, like this kind of sort of class A buzzy kind of high. And then but the plus of that for us ADHD divas is it massively sensitizes the dopamine, the serotonin, the norepinephrine, you know, all these amazing things that help us function really well. Now, as that declines in neurotypical women, progesterone then comes up, and progesterone is known as the keep calm and carry on hormone. So it kind of has this lovely soothing effect until that then drops off, and then we go into like our PMT type symptoms. But this is challenging for ADHD women because we're loving estrogen making our neurotransmitters work really well. And of course, then progesterone kicks in and kind of dampens the party. So a big role of it is to keep estrogen in check. So we don't want that. You know, we need estrogen to be taking that role to help with our neurotransmitters and help with our executive functioning. So when progesterone starts to rise, it could be quite challenging for ADHD women.
So I hope you enjoyed listening to this shorter episode of the ADHD Women's Wellbeing podcast. I've called it the ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom because I believe there's so much wisdom in the guests that I have on and their insights. So sometimes we just need that little bit of a reminder, and I hope that has helped you today, and look forward to seeing you back on the brand new episode on Thursday. Have a good rest of your week.